Hello, this is Mull speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 21st of June 2018, and this is the 826th Mull Out Loud podcast. It is a glisteningly beautiful day. I'm just looking at this strange little cloud. It doesn't look real somehow. It's almost round like a children's drawing, and it's just moving by itself across a very deep blue sky. Most of the sky is completely clear, but there are the odd scudding fluffy clouds about. Looking down over the city, the sun is so bright on the water that it's sort of yellow and reflecting back, the water that is, and just all these reflections from windows and roofs. I don't know why you can tell that it's cold. The sky's much paler over the hills, and it's a little sort of slightly orangey hue. And I think there may be a little bit of mist through there. I'm not sure. The hills are not quite as clear as they might be, but everything else is so well outlined, it's hard to believe there could be any moisture in the air. I hadn't really planned to come on a walk this morning, but it was irresistible. I can feel a bit of a breeze. I think I might have to put a hat on. I don't usually start my podcasts while I'm still in Poets Road. And I'm feeling a little bit more exposed as the mad woman who wanders around talking to herself. The mountain is very clearly outlined in this direction, so that's the opposite way. I'm looking the opposite way from the hills beyond the water. Not a skerrick of snow. Oh, tonight is the solstice, I think. Is that right? And Out at Mona, which is about 15 kilometres away, they're turning on this light, that extends up into the sky. How far does it extend? It feels as if it extends forever. A really very big light, like a searchlight, only bigger. And so they're going to turn it on for the solstice. So I should be able to see it from here. Even though it's so far away. Certainly if it's as clear as it is just now. So that'll be really great. There's a spot actually on Knocklofty that I think would be perfect for viewing it from. Although I've got Writing Cave tonight, so I'm not quite sure how I would do that. maybe my fellow caver might give me a lift up to the top. Well, not the top, but as far as we can go after we've done our writing. This morning was the morning of the nude swim, and it would have been very cold. It was 4 degrees when I woke up, which was about when they would have been having their swim. I've just been doing the quiz at the local cafe, and one friend who comes, of Bellringer, and another who's a photographer, we're talking about photographs of the sun, and one of them took photographs of the sun at 8 o'clock every morning for a year, from the same spot on his balcony, and then made it into a short film. So it shows where the sun is on each day, and the curve that it makes over the whole year. So at the moment, it's on its lowest level at 8 o'clock, and he chose 8 o'clock because in midwinter the sun rests on the horizon, or on our horizon, or the horizon from his balcony. The sun rests on the horizon, so it begins at that point. I must add a link to it. Turned the corner, well, no, not corner, I've come round a bend, and the temperature always drops by about 5 degrees around this bend. It doesn't get sun. Feels like winter on this little bit. This little stretch of the last bit of Poets Road before it turns into bush. Thank you. Oh yes, I'm going to need to put gloves and a hat on. I'm hatted and gloved now, and I've just been listening to a tree. It was creaking, which is always a bit alarming in the bush. You wonder whether they're going to crack. But in this case, it's just another one of those really odd trees that has its... almost feels as if it's got three trunks and one is rubbing around the other and so makes this creaking noise when the wind comes, when the wind catches one but not the other. But it's gone quiet now. And I'm far enough away from it not to be caught. Not be caught by that one anyway. Still some water. Not as much as there was yesterday. I don't know how far I'm going to take this walk because I really have other plans for this morning. I'm going to cycle over to South Hobart for my weekly curry fix. And I want to be back after that in time to have a bit of a writing planning session this afternoon so that I'm prepared again for tonight's cave, which I do hope is going to happen, and I'm going to try and make it happen for me even if the other person isn't there. Although I must say, it's tempting if he's not coming to come and see if I can get a good location for the light beam. Saturday, when we've been having them recently on Saturdays, a third cave isn't possible. This week he's going to be away, and the following week I'm going to be away, so I need to manage a bit without my prop. Last night I drew out how many days I still have before I do the self-editing your novel course, for which I really should have at least a rough first draft, and in parallel to getting a first draft ready by then, I want to have all my travel organisation in readiness for November, when I am planning a big trip, a long time away. I'm leaving about 2 weeks after this course ends, and I think the course itself is going to be quite intensive, so I'm hoping to get most things anyway organized before it starts. And there's something about drawing a square for each day available to me that is one of the few ways that I can grasp the reality of how long I've got, to see it in days, and maybe to cross them off. I think I'm still not entirely sure what I'm going to do with these squares. So a crossing off would be one of them, but I'm hoping to, in shorthand, like one letter or a bit of colour, just tick when I've moved one of my plans forward. So a tick for having written a certain amount, or a tick for having organised a booking, or a tick for having sorted the house to a better state than it is now for a house sitter to come, or a tick for kind of making sure that the house sitter is going to come. So just having a bit of a reality check. It does remind me, looking at the picture a bit, of a maths question that I was once given, which involved mathematically working out how many tiles you would need for a bathroom measuring a certain amount, and I had no idea how to do this, and I just remember drawing all the tiles and then counting them, and not really doing the maths at all. Somehow abstract numbers, I found them very hard to translate into a concrete sense of time, if time can ever be concrete. A bit of trilling going on in the background. I can't identify the bird. Where are my feet taking me? Are they leading me astray? I might force myself to stop at the lookout so that I can negotiate my mind and heart and body. So I'm just looking down. I'm not quite at the lookout. Hello. Two Labradors. Morning. It looks as if the rain has created, or the floods rather, have created a bit of a creek going down below the lookout, which I'm sure wasn't there before. It's hard to tell what the rain has done to the actual ground and how much it is that the trees have come down and so made things visible that weren't visible before. But there are some pretty hefty stones here, so I think I would have noticed. It's so calm, the water. The water's so calm that you can't even. The boats seem to be perfectly still, all the yachts from the yacht club. No bobbing. Aeroplane, an old aeroplane somewhere in the background, sort of buzzing, droning. Very, very peaceful up here. I think I'm going to do a loop, a little loop. So my next spot that I need to be careful of is where it veers off to the left and takes me to the long track around, not loft either, circumnavigating secret track. If I stick on this one, I just do the lower loop. Morning. the walk that I did a couple of days ago, when I last spoke to you, was actually over 3 hours, and so I got home and had my breakfast, which I usually do after the walk, at 12:15, and I wasn't even hungry for lunch at 4 when I needed to eat it because of the writer's cave. So it was a good way of reducing the amount I eat, I guess. Today I think I want to have a slightly more normalised routine. I'm wondering what you're doing today, what you've got planned, if anything, how you're going to engage with your most important project, idea, person, to make the most of this glorious day. I'm now looking at the sun through the gum leaves. Because gum leaves are such a long, slender shape, when they turn in the breeze, they really catch the sun. I'm just thinking about how to organise this evening. I think I could get up, if I'm super organised, I could come up here and be up here at about 5 o'clock. And still experience the beam, and get back home by 6. So just working backwards in my mind, I have a work session at 4, and so I have to eat my evening meal by 3. So maybe today is a good day for a two-meal day. A breakfast when I get back from this walk, and then something in mid-afternoon. This is lovely. I keep seeing people on this path. Hello.
Hi.
It's so different from being on my off-track secret path where I just don't meet anybody at all. This is the social path of people running or with their dogs or just with each other. Not that many walking by themselves. I guess I'm not even walking by myself. I'm walking with you. I'm just going to have another look at this spot that I think would be ideal. It's very much runny nose weather. I was thinking yesterday that I would really like some sort of contraption on that I can attach to my coat that can deal with a runny nose when I'm on my bike. Climbers have something to wipe the sweat off their brows on their sleeves. I'm just coming to the zigzag path that I came down yesterday, which is another point of invitation as far as a lovely walk goes. Maybe almost harder to resist than the other one. Very, very inviting. I wonder what time it is. Half past 9. No, I think not today. It seems such a pity because I know, you know, we could get a number of days where it's not really pleasant to walk at all. And I reached the spot where I think would be a really nice fall for the beam. I think so. It's quite hard to tell geographically where I am. I think it's several bays over from here. A lot of trees and a lot of hill. It's one of those situations where you think, oh, if I just went a bit further, I'd be more likely to see it and kind of end up in the place itself. I think I would see it from here. I think it would be a good spot. Okay, I have passed the siren zigzag path. I almost passed it to such an extent that I went somewhere else entirely. It would have taken me to the shop and not back home. It's not very many years ago when I'd have thought the walk that I'm doing now was quite an exertion. Well, it's nice to know that I'm fitter now than I was 10 years ago, that such a thing is possible even as you get older. So I'm going to go past the frog ponds, and I do hope I can hear some croaking, but it does dry out very quickly after rains. No, I don't think so. I sort of feel as if the grasses have really clogged up the water. Or they drink it up or something. There isn't enough for the frogs anymore. But there's more water in the puddles on the path than in the pond. I'm going to leave you now and have some pondering time and time to swing my arms a bit. And hope you have a lovely day today, and thank you very, very much for accompanying me on this walk. I look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.